Sprawled in front of the door was the soldier Gabriel had seen the priest shoot point blank in the head. His arms and legs were riddled with bullet holes. His head had burst open and was little more than an empty bone shell. Gabriel stepped over him and went inside. The windows were all shuttered. Not wanting to turn on the lights and risk the priest seeing the glow, however limited, Gabriel flipped down his night vision goggles and turned them on. With a rising whine, the electronics woke up, and after a second or two, Gabriel's field of view turned an acid green. He saw what he was expecting to see, but even so, he clenched his jaw. Around 30 young men lay dead. On the floor, lying across bunks, piled on top of each other. None were armed. Most were shoeless. A large wok had been overturned. The smell of the food it contained mixed queasily with the stench of death. The place was a charnel house, made all the more disquieting for being rendered only in shades of green. The blood spatters were black, as were the cavernous wounds inflicted on unprotected flesh by the rounds from the priest's assault rifle. Shaking his head, Gabriel turned and left the hut, closing the door carefully behind him. Readying himself, mentally and physically, for what was to come, he turned away from the hut and made his way across 50 yards of open ground to the building into which he had seen the man he was now sure was Colonel Narr disappear. The hut measured roughly 30 feet square, shuttered windows to each side of the door, a shallow-pitched roof, oddly old-fashioned clapboard construction completely out of place on a modern missile base, even one as strange and apparently neglected as this one. He looked past the hut. The sky there was just beginning to lighten, a pale blue wash appearing on the horizon, fading through cobalt and indigo to a soulless, unforgiving black. According to Liu, who'd briefed him on the flight out, sunrise would happen at 4:58 a.m. He had 90 minutes of darkness left. Heart bumping against his ribs, he crept closer to the door. Had the windows not been shuttered, he would have thrown in a flashbang, waited for the detonation of the grenade to disorientate the priest, then burst in and open fire. As it was, that option wasn't open to him. He could try unlatching the shutters, but there was no guarantee there wouldn't be internal blinds as well. The noise would almost certainly give him away to the occupant. Standing on the hinge side of the door, he backed up against the wall and considered his next move. On the inside was a man, a madman, armed with an assault rifle and, for all Gabriel knew, further weapons. Test his defenses, then. If he is in there, he's not going anywhere unless you let him out. He backed up 10 yards, lay down in the dirt, aimed up at the door, and fired a short burst from his submachine gun. Then he rolled fast to his left before scrambling to his feet and running for cover behind a larger blockhouse. The priest returned fire, an extended burst that tore holes in the door and wall, blowing lethal splinters towards Gabriel's previous position along with the deformed rounds. From the duration of the burst, Gabriel knew Narr had burned through the magazine. Now or never. He rushed the door, shooting at the lock as he came within a couple of yards and burst through, ready to kill whoever was inside. And he stopped, dead. Of the priest, there was no sign. But what faced Gabriel in the lamp-lit space was so horrific, so utterly alien to every standard of military behavior, every standard of civilized behavior he had ever witnessed, that he was momentarily frozen.